Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jerry Reed. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Butler steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett takes first base on ball four. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler races to the bag, beating Hatcher for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Puckett moves to third. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Puckett scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Brunansky moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Washington fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Butler moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Salas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Salas. Butler scores. Franco scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Twins, 2. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Tabler moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Tabler scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Salas reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salas moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Salas scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Rich Thompson now pitching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. It's Indians, 4, Twins, 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Brian Clark now pitching. Randy Bush pinch hits for Mickey Hatcher. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing left field. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler bunts towards the mound. Viola fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Salas and he is out, Washington applying the tag. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Frank Eufemia now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. Tabler goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovic pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel pinch hits for Mark Salas. George Vukovic now playing right field. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler who is chasing the ball. Gagne reaches third base with a triple. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Engel now catching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Franco strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett throws the ball into Gagne who tags Jacoby trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Tabler hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Tom Waddell now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Brunansky moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Engel moves to second. It's Indians, 7, Twins, 7. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Engel scores. Gaetti moves to third. It's 8-7, Twins. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington strikes out. Willard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Washington out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Filson now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Ayala pinch hits for George Vukovic. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 7. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Teufel pinch hits for Randy Bush. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando pinch hits for Jerry Willard. Tim Teufel now playing second base. Dave Meyer now playing left field. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.